Imagine a world where asking the right question is more powerful than having the right answer. In our achievement-oriented culture, we're trained to tell, not ask, to demonstrate knowledge rather than curiosity. Yet in today's complex, interdependent world, this approach increasingly fails us. When a nurse notices a potential mistake but hesitates to speak up to a surgeon, when team members withhold crucial information from leaders, or when relationships deteriorate because we never truly understood others' perspectives, these are the costs of our tell-dominant culture. What if the most crucial leadership skill isn't assertiveness or decisiveness, but the humility to ask genuine questions? Humble inquiry is the art of drawing others out through questions to which you don't already know the answers, building relationships based on authentic curiosity. It's not just about asking more questions, it's about creating an environment where genuine dialogue can flourish. In a world where complexity demands collaboration across hierarchies, disciplines, and cultures, this skill has become essential for both personal and organizational success. The most effective leaders today recognize that their greatest strength lies not in having all the answers, but in knowing how to access the collective wisdom around them. Humility manifests in three distinct forms. Basic humility emerges naturally when encountering those of higher status, like a student meeting a renowned professor. Optional humility arises when witnessing extraordinary achievements that inspire awe, such as Olympic athletes' remarkable performances. Here and now humility, the most vital form, emerges in moments of genuine dependence on others' expertise or cooperation, regardless of status. A CEO might need an engineer's technical knowledge, or a doctor might require a patient's precise symptom description. This form of humility acknowledges temporary dependence while maintaining authority, creating psychological safety that enables honest communication across hierarchical boundaries. Not all questions reveal the same intentions. Humble inquiry maximizes curiosity while minimizing bias, asking for information in the least threatening way. When Ken Olson of Digital Equipment Corporation wandered around asking engineers, "What are you working on?" his simple questions showed authentic interest that made employees feel valued. Diagnostic inquiry steers conversations by focusing on specific areas of curiosity. While useful, these questions can unintentionally influence others' thinking. Confrontational inquiry presents our ideas as questions. Don't you think you should? These rhetorical questions are disguised telling, prioritizing our perspective over genuine curiosity. Process-oriented inquiry addresses the conversation itself. What's happening between us right now? While valuable during communication breakdowns, success depends on timing and genuine intent to improve understanding. The key difference between these forms lies in attitude. Do questions arise from genuine curiosity about others' perspectives or from an agenda to direct their thinking? Humble inquiry requires staying focused on understanding rather than controlling through our questions. Our culture prioritizes individual achievement over relationships. We celebrate solo entrepreneurs, base performance reviews on personal accomplishments, and view meetings as obligations rather than collaborative opportunities. While organizations promote teamwork, reward systems favor individual performers. This environment elevates telling over asking. Sharing knowledge becomes automatic, while questions are seen as signs of weakness. The pattern strengthens with promotion. Managers often assume advancement grants them superior knowledge to direct others. We've cultivated a culture of one-upmanship where people compete to share the most impressive stories rather than listen. In meetings, participants often prepare responses instead of truly engaging with speakers. Conversations aim for resolution through advocacy rather than inquiry. These cultural assumptions grow outdated as global interdependency increases. Modern complex tasks, from surgery to software development, demand seamless coordination among diverse team members. Through humble inquiry, teams build relationships that enable collective learning and open communication for managing complexity. Status differences shape our interactions, unconsciously determining whether or ask. When meeting someone new, we quickly assess status through dress, office location, title, speaking style, and body language. We naturally become more directive with those of lower status and more deferential to those above us. In interdependent work, these status gaps present challenges. While subordinates readily ask superiors for help, superiors must learn to seek help from subordinates, particularly when junior employees possess critical technical expertise their managers lack. Personalization helps overcome these barriers by recognizing others as complete humans beyond their roles. Simple acts like using first names or discussing weekend plans can transform relationships. Research on successful cardiac surgical teams showed how sharing lunch together instead of sitting with professional peers carried powerful symbolic meaning. Senior doctors demonstrating humility while empowering subordinates. Trust underpins both humble inquiry and personalization, combining emotional trust in others' intentions with practical confidence in their competence. Building trust requires making ourselves vulnerable through humble inquiry, despite the risk of rejection. This vulnerability becomes essential in complex, interdependent work environments. The ORG cycle describes our internal process: observe, O, react emotionally, R, make judgments, and intervene, I. Our observations aren't neutral. They're filtered through expectations and biases. When we expect resistance, we might misinterpret even thoughtful questions as opposition. Emotions often precede or accompany observations, though we rarely notice this. Cultural biases, past experiences, and insecurities color our perceptions unconsciously. We often mistakenly assume our initial perceptions are valid enough to act upon without verification. Humble inquiry counters these tendencies through genuine curiosity. It's most valuable when we feel angry or anxious, precisely when we should pause, verify facts, and examine our reactions. Asking, "What challenges are you facing?" works better than assuming we understand the problems. The Johari window model reveals four aspects of communication: the open self, what we discuss freely; the blind self, unconscious signals; the concealed self, what we withhold; and the unknown self, hidden qualities. Relationship building requires strategic self-disclosure. Sharing personal information can encourage reciprocation and deepen trust. Learning humble inquiry requires unlearning cultural habits. Two key anxieties emerge. Survival anxiety, recognizing the need for change, motivates us, while learning anxiety, fear of incompetence, creates resistance. The solution isn't more pressure. It's reducing learning anxiety by understanding the value of new behaviors and practicing them. Like passing a relay baton, effective communication requires adjusting pace. Our do and tell culture neglects the skills of deceleration and observation. Learning humble inquiry means slowing down to assess situations. Building relationships doesn't demand extensive time. Even brief interactions can create connections that enhance work efficiency. Cultural islands, situations that temporarily suspend normal authority, help build trust across hierarchies. Bringing teams together in informal settings, like meals or activities where everyone starts as a novice, allows people to find common ground and discuss cultural perspectives on authority. The core challenge is resisting the urge to tell and instead leading through asking. In our complex world requiring diverse collaboration, humble questioning becomes essential. Perhaps the most crucial question is one for ourselves. What am I missing by not being curious enough to ask?